In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We are commenting on the first epistle of St. John, the third chapter, the last paragraph. Last time we were commenting on the story of Cain and Abel, and St. John gave it like an example of children of God and children of devil. And the story of love is all with there. Love discerned that people of God is always loving everyone, and people of devil cannot love anyone. Verse 13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we had passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. So, the world hates us because the world lives in darkness, controlled by evil power. The world, you know, pushing everyone to think of himself, not to care for anyone. The world worship money, worship lusts. So this stands against loving others. We know that we have passed from death to life. We pass from death to life because of our baptism, because we believed in Christ who died for us, and he gave us the power of resurrection, and we practiced this in the sacrament of baptism. So we are not going to die again. We are going just to sleep, to go to the good life after this life. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. So the sign of baptism, those who were baptized, those who started their new life, those real Christian, the sign of this real Christian life is love. Simply, to love always everyone. He who does not love his brother abides in death. So if you fail to love others, you are telling yourself and the day of judgment, I'm abiding myself to death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Because he was telling us the story of Cain. So if you hate somebody, actually, if you have a chance, you may kill this guy. And you may hope one minute that this one die. So this dark feeling, this bad feeling overcomes you. So you are killing yourself, actually. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. That's why Christ made the failure of loving others, the sin of being angry at people because you are not good, that just this bad feeling is the start of murdering people or going the way of darkness. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. The example, the role model of love Christ gave us is he died for everyone. So love is not just to give somebody some good thing or to feel some good feeling. It's much more than this. It's up to giving your life to others in order to gain the eternal life. We know love because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever had this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how doth the love of God abide in him? If you have some goods in life, some money, some fortune, some good things you have, and you see the need in the people living around you, and you clothe your heart against giving, you think of yourself, you are selfish, you are very much envious, you do not see others, you do not care for anyone, how can you consider yourself a child of God? that's far different from his behavior. He gave himself to you. So you should give yourself to anyone, because he gives you his eternal life. So at least you can give your very little life to anyone. Let's read it again. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. We also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever had this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how doth the love of God abide in him? My little children, let's not love in word or in tongue. So, another problem that people may say, we love people, we love others, we care for them, we feel their feelings, we share their needs. But it's easy to speak words, it's easy to declare things, but it's not easy to live life of actions. It's not easy to give continuously, is to labor for others. That's the real love. My little children, let's not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth. So loving in deeds is the real meaning of love, and shall assure our hearts before him. When you love this way, the love of the cross, the love of suffering and sharing pains, when you take the problems of the people around you and consider them as your problems, in this way you assure your heart, now you are a real child of God. Now you are following the commandment of love as given by him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Which means, listen to your heart. Because sometimes we ignore our hearts. Your heart is telling you, you can give more. You can care more. You can think of this man's need more. You are not giving as exactly as the needs of this guy. So listen to your heart. And put in mind, even your heart will not tell you the perfect love as God himself. So if even you fulfilled the voice of your heart, if you listen carefully to your heart and your conscience is clear, you feel good that you have done your best. By the way, God's commandment is much higher, and the Lord will push you in a higher level to give more and more. So start with, you know, following your heart, but also try to follow the Holy Spirit, which is, you know, will ask you to do more than expected. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, because your heart does not condemn you. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. So, when you listen to your heart and try to please God and to be like God, actually whatever you ask while praying will be rewarded, because God will see in you that you are trying to please him. And whatever you pray, he will give you more and more, because even your prayers will be the kind of spiritual prayers. You pray for others. You feel them. So you are busy with their salvation. So your prayer will be much stronger, and you will experience how heaven responds greatly, because now you are following a pure heart. Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. So, as if he summarized the whole letter, that's his commandment. We believe in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Now he who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us. So the Holy Spirit inside our heart will tell us that we are going the right way, because we are busy loving people, serving them, and we are busy to please God. So we will feel that we are walking the right way, walking in the light of God. Chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. That's an important subject, because after he told us in the last three chapters, focus on your belief and on your loving attitude to everyone. Hope in the second coming of Christ, but beware of this, that false prophets are there and false teachings will be there. And you have to test the spirit. Not all teachers who are saying that we are guided by the Holy Spirit are really guided by the Holy Spirit. Because when they teach different discipline, different doctrines, not as equal as the teaching of the church. So if we are a real member in the church and we are guided by the Holy Spirit, we can see the difference. This teaching is strange, is false. So please test the spirit. How can one test the spirit? Simply if he knows very well the sane doctrines given by the church and living a life of prayer guided by the spirit, he can discern, he can see clearly that this teaching is really from God and this teaching is false because it's given by the false prophet. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know, nowadays many people can make a Bible study and can make sermons out of the verses of the Bible. But let me ask you one question. How can the Holy Spirit, who is one spirit, tell the church this meaning, this doctrine, and speaks in another church different doctrine related to the same subject? This is definitely not the same Holy Spirit. An example. In our Orthodox Church and all Orthodox or traditional churches, we believe in the priesthood of the New Testament, given by Christ Himself. The apostles are the early priests of the New Testament. And the priesthood is the key for all the holy sacraments of the church. That's the doctrine received by the church, and we lived it 2,000 years, and we are enjoying the gifts of the sacraments. But the same paragraphs in the Bible stating the idea of priesthood in other churches were explained differently, that there is no priesthood in the New Testament. And the priesthood is only in the Old Testament. There should be some false teaching and true teaching. You cannot say equal. We have to see clearly the difference. The Holy Spirit will not say one thing and say the opposite. That will never be accepted by any logic man. So consider this, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. At that time, the most important heresy, the problem with the nature of the Lord Christ, people did not accept the idea, the doctrine of God became man. So he said, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that knows, does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. So people who do not believe in Christ as God incarnate are not of God, are not guided by the Holy Spirit. The teaching of Arius, the early days, the teaching of Jehovah's Witnesses are not of the Holy Spirit, false prophets. Every spirit does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. So again, the Antichrist is not only the one who will come with the end of the days to persecute people of Christ, and you know, he the last step before the coming of our Lord. But the spirit of Antichrist is always there, in all generations, fighting all the good teachings of the church all through the ages of human beings. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So the spirit of the Antichrist is there, always there in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So, little children of God, we are children of God, so the Holy Spirit of God is inside our heart, the power of God inside us, so we are much stronger. Our spiritual power is much, much stronger than any evil power. So don't be afraid. Don't look around to see from where to get the power. You have it inside your heart because you believe the right way. You are following the doctrine given by Christ to the church all through the generations. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And if you study the history of the church, you can see that this truth very clearly. That although the church was attacked many, many times by many false teachings, still the orthodox, the same teaching, the same doctrines given from Christ to the church, still there. And although devil tried with all the power, all the methods to change, to deviate the church, still our tradition, our orthodox teaching, we are living in it, we are all enjoying this, and we are preaching our orthodox belief. Glory to God. Amen.